Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, 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 welcome to the second episode of the Subject Matter Minute. I'm Matt Nagy. Before I get going on the topic at hand, I want to mention who my subject matter expert was last time. I can't leave that out. That's why I named this the Subject Matter Minute. I rely on you folks out there, all the experts in your own field, to get me the information to pass on to the other employees. So, honestly, she might not care because she just retired. Literally like last week, so, or 2 weeks ago. But anyways, I want to thank Lori Eichheim, who is a HR program supervisor before she decided to run off to better things. Thanks, Lori, for the information. All right, so today's Subject Matter Minute is on vision benefits. All right, let's talk about vision benefits. First of all, I want to thank my subject matter expert, which really is all of EGI. I didn't have a specific person I talked to. I was able to get all the information from their website, where they have a great training video, brochures, and just all of the information's there. Now, I did email a couple people just to clarify a couple points, and they were very helpful and quick. So I want to thank EGI, or Employee Group Insurance, for their help. All right, so vision benefits. First of all, something you need to know is it's not paid for by the state. This is a side benefit that you can opt into, you can decide to use, but it's gonna come out of your check. All right, so that leads me to the next thing. If you opt in, it's a 2-year thing. All right, so you are required to pay for 2 years. And then if, let's say, you drop out, you are not going to be able to sign back up for 2 years. All right, I'm sure it's a financial thing that I don't understand, and it's just the rules, okay? Gotta know that up front. Vision coverage. What does it entail? It's eye exams, it's glasses, and it's contacts. Okay, these are the things that you're getting covered for. All right, so typically you're going to have a copay. I don't know why they use that word, you know, basically a charge. So let's start with an exam. You got to get an eye exam before you can get glasses or contacts. That's going to cost you $10. The copay is $10, and the rest is covered. Okay, now if you want glasses, well, let's say you just want lenses. Okay, if you just want lenses, you're going to pay a $25 copay and the rest is covered. Okay, now let's just say you just want frames. If you just want frames, it's a $25 copay and then it's covered up to $160. Okay, above $160, you will get a 20% discount on the rest, but the coverage goes to $160. So if you get a frame, you know, like me, that costs more, you're going to pay extra at a discount, but you're going to pay extra. All right. Now, if you want to get them both, which typically do, lenses and frames, it's still just one $25 copay. You're not paying double copays. So if you get the whole thing, it's $25 copay. Again, they cover you up to $160, and then you get a 20% discount on the charge above that. All right. So now let's talk about contact lenses. Contact lenses, there is no copay, oddly enough. And same deal, they cover up to $160, and above that, then you have to pay the rest. Okay, I do need to back up on glasses. There's a little twist here. There's two different plans, and it kind of depends on the type of person you are. There's two plans called Plan B and Plan C. No idea where Plan A went. Plan B allows you to get new glasses every 24 months or 2 years. Plan C allows you to get new glasses every 12 months or 1 year. Hold on, that's a bit inaccurate. Actually, with either plan, you can get new lenses every year. What we're talking about here is actually the frames. So with Plan C, you can get new frames every year. With Plan B, you can only get them every other year. All right, so if you're the kind of person that loses your glasses, steps on them, lets the kids break them in half, whatever, you may need Plan C. Now that's gonna cost you a little bit more a month, okay? But that's something you gotta know. You're gonna have to make that choice. Using your benefits. First of all, you have to go to certain vision care specialists. There are three in town. They are Albany Eye Care, Laramie Vision Center, and Snowy Range Vision Center.
Wait. Hold on, Matt. Okay, so I suddenly started thinking about just my hometown. Obviously, thousands of you live somewhere besides Laramie. So what you need to do is go onto the VSP website, vsp.com, and find out who your vision specialists are that will take the insurance. Sorry about that. All right, let's continue.
Okay, so if you want to use these benefits, you have to go to those providers, and you don't have to have a card or anything. They can look you up in the system. Okay, so that's the end of episode number 2. Hopefully I made vision benefits clear. Hopefully I didn't leave anything out. Please look down below for more information. You can always go to their website to see, to clarify, or find the people you need to email to ask questions of. Otherwise, please subscribe to my channel and get the word out. Once again, thanks for watching.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.